This is the podcast for passionate, sex positive, and pervy people. Entertaining and informative discussions about the latest in sex and sexuality. From ethical non-monogamy to kink to dating and romance and everything in between. She is legendary syndicated talk show host and sex therapist Sue McGarvey. He is notoriously naughty international radio host John the Milkman Milky. This is Turned On with Sue and John.
Hey, pervy friends, welcome to another edition of Turned On. I am notoriously naughty radio guy John the Milkman Milky, and she is Sue McGarvey. Hey, Sue.
Hey, darling, how are you?
Sexy as hell. I don't know how you resist it. Even with the hat on today, I look like garbage. Well, why are we
filming
this?
We're both Buck fans. It's one of those things where, you know, I do an icebreaker with people where I put them together and I'm like, okay, you have 5 minutes to come up with as many things you have in common. And, you know, everybody's looking at each other that is something we both have in common, independent of each other. We are both Buccaneers fans because Pirates are sexy.
Because Florida.
Florida's fun. Yeah.
On my way to Tampa Bay area soon, FYI, and I'd like to thank our friends at Accidental Swingers, which is a great podcast. They have been really, really helpful introducing me to some people in the area so I can check out some of the swingers resorts, etc., and parties and clubs. So thank you, Accidental Swingers, for being so accommodating. I appreciate that. I promise, Florida, when I'm there, I will look a lot better than I do today. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. If you're listening to the audio portion of the podcast especially, thank you.
Yes, you look, you're an Adonis. So what are they talking about? They should be beating you off. And you should go see my friends, Jeff and Jeannie at Paradise Lakes. They're like, that's a fun place.
I'll just walk in and say, Sue sent me, okay?
I will send you an introduction.
All right. This is what we call the tease. This is what's coming up on this edition of Turned On with Sue and John. What you don't know about penis anatomy. We got our weird sex news. We got a question. A young person looking for some advice on how to get laid. We're going to help them with that. Not the hierarchy, but the horror-archy. Not horror, horror. I just want to make that clear.
Horror-archy. Horror. H-O-R-E, horror-archy.
Can I tell you how much I like saying that into a microphone? I can't say that on any of my radio shows. Horror-archy. Horror. I'm such a child. We have this week's Kinky Confessions. Also, somebody in our confessional giving me a little shit because I spelled a word wrong, so we'll get to that. We have more confessions of a female sex addict, more research about why lesbian sex may be even hotter than you imagined. Well, men are turning down sex. We're going to find out why they're doing that. And a hidden source of sexual satisfaction. That is your teaser. Let's get to it. Turned On with Sue and John.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
The first conversation on this edition of Turned On with Sue and John. What you don't know about penis anatomy.
Oh, it's such a great one. Oh my God. Okay. So there's a TED Talk about a woman who was studying skeletons. And basically, anatomy's been done. So she wanted to do her PhD on skeleton research. And they're sort of we've looked at all the bones, everything's the same. They said, there's nothing new. You can't do any new research. Well, it turns out that penises have the most interesting way that they do, because they have to grow, can't be bendy, they have to be able to deposit sperm, and all other muscle are on a 180. So they have straight lines and then they have horizontal lines. Apparently the penis is the only one with crisscrosses. It's a hydrostatic skeleton, and penises, you know, can be modified fins, modified legs. It has to have wall structure, but these cross fibers, they're at a cross ones, are the only one. Other things, it will double in length from what you see. Go figure. But also, if you want to know, you have at least 50% more penile inside you than you think, because it's all hidden inside. So that's what they do when they actually do penis enlargement. What do you want to say about that? You have something you want to say about that?
I just say every guy in the world now has reason to brag even more thanks to Suma Garvey.
Absolutely. So when you get a penis enlargement surgery, they cut that pull a little bit that's in there, but you can't. But it's also what keeps it straight and so that you're not flopping all over the place. Other things about the penis anatomy that you're not sure of is that most men aren't circumcised, even though a lot of times in North America, you think they are. Fetuses get erections. The underside of penises are more sensitive than the top. Penises can break. And just sort of going on a side thing, that the ejaculation is not all sperm. Sperm is only 2% of the ejaculation. The other 96% is water, vitamin C, fructose, which is the stuff in honey. So if you're having trouble, eat some honey. Vitamin C and enzymes like magnesium and zinc for your dink.
What you didn't know about the penis anatomy.
Turned on with Sue and John.
Time for this week's weird sex news.
It's weird this week, babe.
It's weird week. It's so, what makes it wonderful.
Well, so my partner's from the UK, right? So we know that. So he likes to send me, typical British headlines. And I got one: naked man reading paper outside co-op waved manhood at police before engaging in an 80-kilometer car chase. That's the part that killed me.
Waved his manhood.
And they're racing at 80 kilometers. That's a high speed chase if I've ever seen one. Oh, that just killed me. Right, drunk, and then as well from the UK, drunk man in England tried to have sex with mailbox in Manchester after a football game. I know. So I just thought those were fun. Apparently, in Mombasa, Kenya, the tourist board and local hotel managers are coming up with measures to discourage new sex tourism. Women from different parts of the world are coming to Kenya, older white women primarily, picking up young but of age local men and offering them gifts in exchange for sex. I know. So if you're an older cougar has a thing for black men, apparently Kenya is the place where guys will take. They don't even want money. They just want treats. Give them treats. Mick Jagger once sought, this is from CBS News, sought help for sex addiction. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later.
Yeah, I saw that.
But ended up seducing the therapist. So I don't know if he's still a sex addict. I don't know. I don't have a thing for Mick Jagger. Yeah. I couldn't. There are people I have refused to treat because it's like, wow.
Yeah. You've talked about that before. Yeah. I never understood the whole Mick Jagger appeal until I saw the Rolling Stones live. And you can't help but be in his presence and sort of go, yep, I see it now. It's pretty electric.
Even though he's got the little dinosaur arms and,
There's just something in the way
he's got the it factor. Yeah.
The je ne sais quoi.
The je ne sais quoi. And finally, men, the number one way that men are using sex over 60, it turns out that the biggest population of guys who pay for sex are guys over 65. I had no idea. Apparently, forget what you might think about declining sex drives among the elderly. The American Journal of Men's Health found that men between the ages of 65 and 84, the older they were, the more frequently they paid for sex. So grandpas, got somebody on the side, but he's pulling out his wallet to leave some on the dresser as he goes.
That is this week's Weird Sex News.
Turned on with Sue and John.
I get to say that word again. Not gonna lie, pretty excited. The whorearchy, Sue.
The whorearchy, yep. Yeah. So it turns out that they did some research, and apparently it's new research, the first scientific evidence for whorearchy. Basically, it's they looked at sex workers and realized that there were some ones that were more popular, that were perceived as better, that, this is not just the crack whores walking the streets versus the high-end hookers in the hotel room. This is where the work is. Okay, so the first one, the one that they think is entry level that you should all do, and it's fine, are the webcam girls. or boys, but I think the webcam girls, and they're saying, yeah, there's not the same kind of taboo about it. So if you decide you want to have an OnlyFans account, if you've got the body, I always thought if I had the body, it could have really helped my student loans. But yeah.
And if you don't, apparently, as long as you've got the feet, that's the big thing, I think, with cams, right? Feet?
Mm. Well, apparently my feet are perfect. So maybe that's my retirement income.
Why are you hanging out with me then on this podcast? I mean, I'm glad you are.
I am fascinated by the other stuff. Okay, maybe that's what we should do for our Twitch account. Fuck that. Forget everything else. I mean, just put lots of videos of my feet.
You can hear us talking, and all they see is our feet on. Oh, that's
I love it.
Funny.
I think that would be hilarious.
Oh shit, that's funny.
It could be our little handle. All right.
We can put little faces on our toes. Hi, I'm the left one.
Hi, well, I've got a friend who does those nails things. Let's do that. Our sugar, number two is our sugar relationships. That is, if you want to be a sugar baby, sugar mama, sugar kid, I don't know. It's basically if you are having somebody who's paying your bills in exchange for sex, apparently it's a lot harder than you think, and then they want to renegotiate and... But it's considered a nice way to get yourself, either put yourself through school. And a lot of people really like the idea of helping a needy student by having them, you know, suck on them or something. So that, there's a bit of that. Number three so is generous. Porn work. Now, that's hard work. I have seen a porn shoot, man. I couldn't do it. And my favorite story is that one where Adam and Eve had a contest. And they asked for amateurs to send in their videos. And they had to be, you know, really pretty couples. And they got a week-long vacation in Jamaica at Hedonism for one day of work on the beach. Nice. So you think, great deal. And, and they got some money and they got all kinds of stuff. Well, the day of work was like all day under the hot Jamaican sun with those reflective things. It must have been 40 degrees. They're on the beach, which means they've got like, you know, they got like, forget carpet knees. They've got sand in every orifice. They are popping Viagra like candy. They are like literally the water's coming off them, and you couldn't pay them enough to get the hell off that beach. It was real work, and everybody's around them watching the whole thing, and you have to just look sexy. And finally, the last one, escort prostitution, you get that. And again, there is a hierarchy of what that is. So if you want to entertain businessmen in your apartment in the afternoon, is a very different thing than, wandering around neighborhoods in a short skirt and high boots. So figuring out what the hierarchy is and what works for you may be something. The only thing that I think I want to say about that is that they found that right wing, you know, sort of the magma people, were more willing to engage with hookers, but they also had the most negative attitude towards people who were doing it. So they're happy to partake. They just don't want to talk about that. All right. That's enough said. That was just the research. I'm just quoting the facts.
This is Turned On with Sue and John.
I want to thank our sponsors, Eden Fantasies. Eden Fantasies, SYS.com. You can just click their banner on our website. Ooh, by the way, have you seen our website lately, listener? Ooh.
You changed it. Ooh,
did I ever? Yes. You like it?
I do. I love it. I think you did a great job.
Every episode is now laid out. You can see the artwork and you can see the subject matter. You just scroll through, select the one you want. You can listen to it right on the website, turnedonpodcast.com, where you will find the banner for Eden Fantasies. If you're looking for new sex toys, Sue, what's caught your eye lately?
You know, I'm still on a whole pump thing. I really like the suction. It's all about the suction, baby. Can you suck a golf ball through 6 inches of garden hose? Or be in this case, it's being able to put the pump on the whole vulva. And, you know, I was talking about it in group therapy last night. I was saying, you know, that if you take women take Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, or Comagra, they get puffy. And somebody said, well, that's unfortunate. And I'm like, no, it's actually how engorged and, you know, aroused and, you know, larger women get, the more likely they to have an orgasm. And I think men are all mesmerized anyway. We don't want them sort of not engaged and kind of basic. We want them purple and gushy and ready to go. So that's what you get with the pumps.
Eden Fantasies, FANTASYS.com.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
As he leans into the microphone. Get on your knees.
That's for you, Tinkerbell.
It's time for this week's Kinky Confessions. The all new, sexy as hell looking turnedonpodcast.com website. We have a space there for you. No email address required, no phone number required, nothing that identifies you. So if there's something as it pertains to sex that you wish you could confess to somebody, that's a place for you to do it safely, discreetly. We can tell the world nobody knows it's you. TurnedOnPodcast.com. First up, this person says, I just booked my first ever session with a professional dominatrix. I'm not sure if I'm scared, excited, or both. I have no idea what to even expect as I've never done anything like this before. Nice.
Yes, there is no one size fits all when it comes to dominatrixes. Some of them, you know, I met this, you know, French Canadian girl who was very, very French, very je ne sais quoi, but she would do anything, and let alone anything, and just nothing fazed her. I met another one who was tall, strapping, blonde, 6 feet tall, gorgeous ex-model, and you better fall into line. She says she's never met anybody in business, women, anybody that was more dominant than her. She's like that Rebecca from, you know, from Ted Lasso, only right. on steroids. Right. That's what she's like. That's what she was like. I met another one who is Eastern European, and it is exactly what you thought of Eastern European. What is this? You know, and I'm thinking if she hit you, man, you stay hit. So depends on what you're looking for. And I think it's about the role play, the fantasy. I think most of them are just amazing actresses because they have to set the scene and make it work for you.
My experience, listener, is this. Go in with an open mind. Be excited. That's the whole point of it. You know, you've kind of already probably articulated some of the things you like, what your hard limits are. So she's got a pretty good feel as to, you know, the kinds of things you're into. So she's putting together a scene, a scenario, if you will. And you know, because you've already told her how you want it to look and sound. You just don't know all those points in between. So don't be afraid, but just keep that communication going. You know, like use safe words. If that's allowed, most allow safe words. Be careful using red because that will end the entire scene. But go yellow if you need to slow down, etc. But communication is the key there. Just make sure you've articulated exactly what it is that you are there for, looking to experience, and you will build on that. And like Sue said, every dominatrix approaches it somewhat differently, but you learn as you sort of navigate your way through that. And congratulations, by the way. I hope you have a lot of fun and it's everything you want it to be. TurnedOnPodcast.com, home of your kinky confessionals. This person says, I have a friend with benefits who I meet up with for daytime sex, often on our lunch breaks. We only have sex in the back of my van. It's the most mind-blowing, satisfying sex I have ever imagined. The positions and ways we can F are endless and wild thanks to so many handles, cup holders, etc. to hold on to. The third row seat is just the right angle to support sex from behind, and bracing your feet on the ceiling does crazy things. The second row seats you remove, for anyone wondering. Oh, it goes on. There's more. Also, people have definitely seen us, and one day I spied a man masturbating in his truck a little ways away from us. When I got out at the end, he stared at me, and I blew a kiss at him. P.S. I was shocked at the low number of partners on your list of promiscuous countries. How can the highest average only be 14.5? I've definitely done my part to bring up Canada's average. And finally, this person writes, PPS, you spelled anonymous wrong on the website. And yes, I did.
Did. Now, well, way to catch that.
In fairness, the background color was the same as the font color I had used. And I didn't realize that I had misspelled anonymous until you pointed it out. Coincidentally, you discovered that on the very same day that I turned the font a different color. But thank you for kicking my ass on that. And thank you for a fun confession, too. Wow.
That was a fun confession. I once had sex in one of those parking garages. And then the rent-a-cop came and banged on the window because we hadn't moved and there was people in there. And it was awful. It was just an awful thing. Yeah. No. Don't. Whatever you do, make sure you're not in those, because it's considered private property. Don't go into one of those parking garages, was my advice.
I just love the description of the handles and the cup holders, etc.
Yeah, that was fabulous. So,
What's your kinky confession? You can let us know. It's 100% anonymous. I have even spelled it correctly now at turnedonpodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Our kinky confessional moments ago, and now confessions of a female sex addict, Sue.
Yes. Now, people think, you know, women who have a lot of sex are hot, and a lot of them really are. The ones that consider themselves sex addicts have sort of gone into the, you know, it's interfering with real life. But she said she started, you know, because she was getting reinforced. She had a really cold mother, but she was getting, you know, as she hit puberty, you know, people started paying attention to her and she liked it. And she said she started to have partners, and it was, she said, every time I could have a new partner, I said, I felt like I could finally breathe, right? That they were paying attention to me, that I was able to be my true self, that everything else in my life was hidden except when I was having sex. So they had over 800 male partners, which is quite an accomplishment. And, you know, I don't know how many a day you'd have to do that. And
I'm not doing the math either. Don't I?
And would you be sore? And she said it was finally an STI that stopped her. And she said she needed to get some help. And so she said, I still love sex. I still don't want to really be monogamous, but I have gone from being marathon. I've gone from being a, you know, let's do it all the time, every day, to a, what she calls a walk in the park. So versus a marathon. The other, you know, the only thing I'd add to that is I knew somebody who had 1500 partners. She was a high end. She was a swinger. She had run a swing club for 40 years, and she had, you know, basically lots of orgies, lots of, you know, and it was all the time throughout the week. Just, it was pretty constant. And we were all kind of in awe of those numbers because they had done them, you know, like, you know, when you have 20, 30 partners every week, you can start to get to those kind of numbers. So it was crazy.
More of Turned On with Sue and John coming up.
Turned On with Sue and John is brought to you by Eden Fantasies. Ready for a little undercover fun? With Co-Nection, you are always on a secret spy mission for the most intense orgasm that will not be detected by anyone. This is more than a vibrator. It's your partner in crime for a sneaky escapade, or a third accomplice when you're doing the nasty with your partner. Get yours at EdenFantasies.com/turnedon, or click their banner at turnedonpodcast.com. A listener questions Sue, a young guy who desperately wants to get laid.
Yep. So we wrote, he said, Sue and John, it was, you know, you were well listed in the discussions. I need advice. Sue and John, I need to know, I'm young, but I'm of age, but I'm a little awkward, but I really, really want to get laid. And I think a lot of younger guys can relate to that if they're not getting it regularly. You know, that they,
and as we've discussed on the podcast, the younger generation, they're seeing less and less need for sex. So it sounds from
hard
my old man
if you're
perspective,
a horny guy.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, or nearly impossible.
So so it's one of the most common questions actually on Google was how to get laid. The other one was, if I use my right hand and then my left hand, is it like having sex with two different people?
Nope.
Which I thought was adorable. But anyway,
it's like masturbating with two different hands is what it is.
Yeah, it's masturbating with two different hands.
Not so the same at all.
The answers were, number one, we talked about sex for money, the hierarchy, yep, that you can pay for it. It's a valid option. Yep. Save some money, pay for it.
And a lot of sex workers, I mean, they're used to that. That would be, I would think, one of the top reasons why people go to them.
Is if they're not getting any, and you'll get better at it. And, you know, it's that whole risky business.
Yeah,
you know, you
want to be. And first timers as well.
Experience. Yeah. First timers. Number two, you can be a swinger. It's hard to be a single male swinger. You said, you know, how difficult it can be. But there's a book called Swingland. And I sent out a couple of books last week that I offered. I'm offering Swingland this week if you want to write me, sue@sexwithsue.com. It's a story of a guy, a single male, goes to parties and how he understands the etiquette, what he had to do. Basically, it's the hacks for having couples bring you home. So I thought it was really helpful. So there are lots of people looking for a single guy, and that may help you. Number three, there's still a lot of help with the Tinder and the Grindr. If you're bisexual at all, there's the gay guys are really great about having inconsequential sex.
Yes.
And they can be, you know, if you're fearless, the bi, you know, if you're bi, like easy. And then there's the fearless model. Like I had a friend who used to go into the bar at the end of the night and say, would you sleep with me? And 99 women would smack his face. And the one at 100 would say, sure. Right. It's the idea. That whole idea, if you're fearless, it can work. And forget most of what the offensive pickup line artists do. I find them offensive, right? They're saying that you have to sort of do a neg with women. But what is sexy, and you've said it before, is confidence.
Yep.
So if you can have some confidence around saying, this is what I want, this is what I need, I'm really interested in you, and going after in a persistent way, more likely to get laid. Those are all valid options.
For our listener, she is an escort she actually works at a brothel in just outside Las Vegas, but she's got a great Instagram channel and other channels as well on social media, and she actually is an expert and coaches people on how to get laid, especially first-timers. And she's really, really, really disarming and has some really good advice. If you follow the Alice Little Official on Instagram. The Alice Little Official on Instagram. If you listen to a lot of the advice she has, I think you are well on your way, my friend, to getting laid.
This is Turned On with Sue and John.
Next up with Turned On with Sue and John, more research about why lesbian sex may be even hotter than you think. Sploosh!
Yes. Yes. Besides the research that lesbians have better orgasms because they don't have the scripts of how you're supposed to be. They're really open. They're able to ask for what they want. They're able to communicate. They know what it feels like. There's a couple of books where lesbians are coaching straight guys on what women really want.
Perfect.
They're so much more open to experimentation than cis women, according to some of this research. I think that's kind of fun. It's still one of the most popular Pornhub categories. And this desire to watch women, especially, you know, authentic lesbians who are really having orgasms. Forget the fake, you know, girl on girl. That's kind of fun. You know, kiss, yeah, booby lickers. Yeah. That's what they're called, booby lickers. But I thought, yeah, I thought the fun, real, they're like, oh, especially if they're beautiful. They're just like all in. And most lesbians are able to, cultivate some mystery because they just play it a little cooler. That seems to be something that guys just go bananas for.
Right.
They said that if they had a lesbian Bible, Ellen would write, you know, yeah, verse 18 chapter. Yeah. Yeah. The book of Ellen says foreplay is important. And there is no lesbian Bible, but there should be. and finally, the idea that women, you know, it's basically women fighting. So I had a client who once saw, I forget which one of those, it was an old Sean Connery, James Bond, where they're gypsies and they're fighting and the girls are fighting over him.
Oh, right.
And yes. And he found that like, oh, Russia with Love. Okay, I got the cheap seats just shouted that out to me. But from Russia with Love said that was the one. And it changed him. He said he wanted to watch women's wrestling. He wanted his partner. And he would set up things and then they would film it. And his partner wanted to, you know, they did all that. I don't know about you, but I'm following somebody on Instagram who is a big Amazon girl. And she's got a smaller guy. And they're getting huge numbers. And she's like turning them over and flipping them on the bed. But then she brings in another woman and it just goes completely viral. So there's something about that desire for women to be fighting, especially fighting over you. And it's considered even hotter than traditional lesbian sex. I don't know if it does anything for you, but for a lot of people, it's like meow.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Great conversations. As always, we invite you to our webpage, which is now so easy to navigate. Every single episode, well over 70. We're probably getting closer to 80 by now, but turnedonpodcast.com. And please share us with a friend. All right, men are turning down sex? What?
You need to come up with some of those. Those were funny. There was a whole story on Reddit about guys and why they turned down sex. My favorite one was, she smelled like my grandmother. She used that Noxzema stuff. Don't ever use Noxzema. Yeah, totally smelled like my grandmother. And they were all like, blah. I don't like it.
The minute you said smells like my grandma, guess what I could smell? You know? Yeah.
That Noxzema. Yeah. Grandma's, oh, yeah. Because right? It was a thing, right?
It was. Yeah. It was. Oh, gosh.
It okay. was a thing. And there was another one that said, that was fun. She was my mate's girlfriend. And I still think I did the right thing, despite the fact that they're still worrying about it and thinking, oh, man, I turned it down.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I said, after 40 years of marriage, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. Right? There were some really good ones. She was my friend's ex and made it clear he wasn't okay with that. I had a headache so bad I thought my head was going to explode, but I still wanted it. Yeah, it's those ideas. I was running a fever of 103, but I still wanted it, right? It's these ideas that, you know, they don't turn it down often, but when they do, it happens. She was really drunk. I was sober. Wise decision there, dude.
Yes.
Wise decision.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. She, you know, I think that whole thing about smell is such a, you know, I know it is for women and we've talked about it, but it really came up again and again and again for guys. You know, if they're not clean enough, if they're not smelling well, you know, and if you've got a little bit of that fish odor, that's bacteria. So antibiotics work, or an antibacterial cream. Because for some, and they don't know, it has nothing to do with anything. It doesn't mean you're not clean. It means you have an increase in bacteria and it causes that smell. So get some cream, get fixed before you do that. So
why men are turning down sex. We will get that article posted in the show notes for this edition of Turned On with Sue and John.
This is Turned On with Sue and John.
This would be our happy ending. I'm Turned On with Sue and John. Some hidden sources of sexual satisfaction.
So a couple of things that have come up recently in terms of research, the common habit that can improve your sex life apparently is cuddling. So if you're not doing cuddling, if you're not one of these people who likes to cuddle, change it, figure it out.
Learn to
come
like
up
it.
With something.
Right.
Cuddle.
Yeah.
Cuddle. Apparently it leads to sex more often than not. It's a great way to get initiated, and more women feel closer when you cuddle them.
I was just going to say, cuddling has to like top the list of almost every woman in their love language, right? Maybe in their top five.
It's I think it's underappreciated. So we're reminding you, cuddle. It's important. You're going to get more. Number two, perceived time between the last time you had sex. You remember that Woody Allen, I don't know if I'm dating myself, but Woody Allen did I think it was Annie Hall, where they go to the sex therapist and the sex therapist asks how often you have time. And then Annie Hall goes, oh, all the time, twice a week. And he asks Woody Allen, and he goes, man, never, only twice a week, right? So it's the perception of what that is. So if you think that there's a time, now what happens is there's an afterglow for 48 hours and it prolongs since the last time. So if you can keep that afterglow and savor those sexual experiences, prioritize time together, have some emotional intimacy, and remind your partner of how hot that was, they perceive that you have a better sex life. And finally, they talk about the CBD lubes. The CBD and the THC lubes is something that's easy for you to do. Apparently you can make it if you grow your own. I told you my story about my mother at the cottage where she had plants and she put them at the cottage and watered them all summer and harvested them, and everybody got some in their Christmas stocking.
Your mother, the minister. Yes.
My mother, the minister. Yes. Uh-huh. Apparently you can put it in a crock pot, make some with some oil. And it is supposed to be, especially if it's, you know, melted coconut oil, really good for those tissues and helps enhance that sexual pleasure and really finishes you off as we finish off.
Thanks for tuning in and getting Turned On with Sue and John. New episodes every week. To get in touch, find us online at turnedonpodcast.com. Until next time, stay naughty.